Hello and welcome to the Money Marketing Podcast. I'm Kimberly Dondo, Digital Content Manager. And in this week's Weekend Essay Podcast, we have acting editor Michael Climes talking about the riddle of early retirement. Take it away, Michael.
Weekend Essay, the riddle of early retirement. Something strange has been going on in the British economy. The war in Ukraine, soaring energy bills, and the legacy of COVID have squeezed everyone's finances. Yet many aged 50 to 64 have retired early with little sign they'll ever return to work. The behaviour has upset two commonly held assumptions in economics. A longer life means you need to work more to fund retirement. And when inflation increases, you need to work harder to maintain the same level of income. The drop-off in older workers worries the government. It wants to find policies to encourage older people back into work to fill job vacancies and boost taxes. Chancellor Jeremy Hunt raised the point in a memorable way when he told the Times, "You can have an enormously rich life by continuing to make a contribution to the economy. It doesn't just have to be about going to the golf course." The comment prompted a few grumbles, but he has a point. The more people there are in work, the better off everyone is. The Bank of England has also noticed the shortage of older workers and drew attention to the issue in February's monetary policy report. The BOE is not known for colourful language, but there is a passage worth quoting in full about the possible explanations for the phenomenon. It said, "Labour market inactivity remains materially higher than before the pandemic, with the increase having been much sharper and larger than implied by the long-running demographic trend through an ageing population alone. Many of the people who have left the labour force since the start of the pandemic were aged 50 to 64, suggesting that early retirement could be playing a significant role. Much of the decline in aggregate participation has also been from those stating subsequently they are not active in the labour market owing to long-term sickness." End quote. Note the observation that long-running demographic trends alone do not give a full picture, and also the mention that health issues could be a significant factor. The BOE's report added, quote, "Those who have taken early retirement might not be expected to return to the labour market unless there is a significant change in their preferences or circumstances," end quote. The opportunities for those aged 50 to 64 to retire early has probably been reinforced by the pension freedoms. The flexibility introduced into the system by George Osborne has given those with savings options. Individuals can access the defined contribution pension from age 55 to withdraw cash, go into other retirement income products, or a combination of the two. But the key point that may explain why certain older workers have retired early is they have the wealth to do so. That has been linked to fortunate circumstances, such as being able to get on the housing ladder easier than other generations, and free education and final salary pensions. The pandemic has opened the eyes of many to what is important, and I can see why a person would leave a stressful job if they have the resources to do so. COVID also increased the saving rates among those who are able to work from home and cut spending simultaneously. There is also the other side of the coin. There are less well-off people in the 50 to 64 age bracket who suffer from health problems. This fact was remarked upon in a release from the Office for National Statistics in November last year. According to the ONS, more than half of those out of the workforce because of long-term sickness in Q2 2022 were aged 50 to 64 years. That equates to 1.3 million people. The ONS added, quote, This partially reflects how the prevalence of disability and chronic health conditions increase with age. Since the same quarter in 2019, the number of people aged 50 to 64 years who were economically inactive because of long-term sickness rose by 183,000, end quote. The same release notes that the biggest relative increase was seen among those aged 25 to 34 years. They made up 11% of those inactive because of long-term sickness in April to June 2019, and 14% in the same period in 2022, 97,000 more. Of these, nearly 60,000, or 61%, were men. Those statistics about the young are worrying, and I'm curious to see if they might retire early too, when they hit middle age. Time will reveal the truth here. Right now, the early retirement mystery clearly has some explanations. Ill health and wealth. It remains to be seen whether Jeremy Hunt's decision to abolish the lifetime allowance, along with other measures he announced in the budget, can entice those back to work.
Thanks, Michael, for another enlightening weekend essay. We do hope that you enjoyed it. Please do keep up to date with all our new releases via Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere else you get your podcasts from. You can also keep up to date with all our new content published on the Money Marketing website, as well as our print edition, Money Marketing Mag, so make sure to subscribe. Follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. See you next time.